Iraqi forces in Mosul have captured ISIS fighters and also locals accused of supporting them. Many of those alleged supporters end up in a makeshift courthouse in a town just north of Mosul. NPR's Peter Kenyon watched one of those cases.
The Sheikhan Criminal Court occupies a municipal office building north of Mosul. The courtroom's a medium-sized office with light brown paneling and four desks. Judge Muhti Salah Suleiman left Mosul in 2014 after the city was overrun by ISIS fighters. Now a displaced judge in a displaced court, he adjusts his black robe and addresses the slender man standing in front of him, eyes looking at the floor. The defendant is Abu Muhammad, a 33-year-old villager from Salahuddin province. The judge tells him he's accused of providing material assistance to ISIS by fixing their cars for money. Not making car bombs, but repairing broken-down vehicles so ISIS fighters can use them. It's a serious charge, and the judge wants to know how Abu Muhammad pleads. I swear I'm not guilty, I swear it, he says, before being led away. The judge has already heard from the defendant's brother, sister, and wife, who all told the tale of how the family fled as ISIS forces advanced. They differed on some of the details, but all agreed that Abu Muhammad never helped ISIS. During a break, the wife, Muhammad, NPR agreed not to use their legal names so as not to expose the family to retaliatory attacks, says she's certain her husband didn't support ISIS in any way.
No, it's not true. He never had any relationship with ISIS. He can't even read or write. He doesn't drive. How can he fix their cars?
When the session resumes, defense attorney Rabah Atiyah gets his one chance to address the court. His client was arrested roughly a year and a half ago, but this is the first time he's been able to meet him. The court has previously heard from police that when they arrested Abu Muhammad, he confessed to fixing ISIS vehicles for cash in Mosul. Atiyah reads a brief written statement reminding the court that confessions can be coerced by torture. Minutes later, Abu Muhammad is again standing before the judge. It's not good news. The judge is sentencing Abu Muhammad to 15 years in jail, minus the year plus he's already served waiting for trial. He appears to be in shock as he walks stiffly out of court. The judge says he saw no sign of torture and had no reason to doubt the original confession. It's a case that raises questions of due process. It's not clear where the initial allegation against Abu Muhammad came from. He faced a lengthy delay between arrest and trial and didn't get to see his attorney until the day of the verdict. But it is at least a state-sanctioned effort at administering criminal justice under trying circumstances. There's a shortage of judges, which partly accounts for the long delays. And while they do get their salaries here, there's no money for heating, paper, supplies. All that has to be scrounged for locally to keep the court running. None of these cases involve actual ISIS fighters, either Iraqis or foreigners. The judge says he doesn't know where they wind up, though there's supposed to be a system in place. It reminds me of a scene in front of the West Emergency Hospital in Erbil recently. A suspected ISIS supporter is hustled out the door in handcuffs, and as intelligence officers ease him into a waiting car, I ask one if he'll be appearing in a courtroom anytime soon. He smiles, shakes his head, and says, "No, I don't think so," before they drive off. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sheikhan, Northern Iraq.